Well, now, early corn, as early as you can plant it in reason, the heavier that corn is. The later you plant it, the lighter it gets. See what I mean by that? Now you take a load of early corn out there, it was planted 1st of March. That load of corn will weigh, I don't know, many pounds more than a load just like it, as much as you could put on that trailer or truck or wagon, what are you going to put on? 1st of June, don't you see? Mm-hmm. You can fill it all, you can fill them both the same, put the same amount in them. Just load them down, all you could put on that. But there's a difference in the weight. But now that's what your agriculture teaches, and a man grabbed that book and run out, you know, well, he's done lost. Mm-hmm. You got to have some experience and some judgment. Now, don't you know if you plant that field out there, right there, and everything is just right, and I go back over yonder and I get mine washed up, I get too much rain back over here, mine's all washed up, mm-hmm. have to plant 2 or 3 times, mm-hmm. don't you know I ain't going to make the stuff you're going to make here when yours hit the season just right, never did get too much rain, but got plenty, and so, well, dry weather, boy, dry weather works on corn. A lot of things that work. Well, they won't nothing stand but so much drought, you know. But some stands more than others.
Uh-huh. If you had maybe a couple of weeks that it doesn't rain, what would you call that?
Well, whenever it goes to burning up and absolutely running, that's a drought. Mm-hmm. They call that a drought. And you get to needing a rain, well, you can need a rain several days, 10 days. Mm-hmm. But if that rain comes time enough to pick it up, mm-hmm. well, that wouldn't be a drought, but you suffered. You'd just say you suffered for rain. Mm-hmm. But a drought, that means it's rained.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a name for it if it's not long enough to really hurt the crops, but it's maybe long enough to scare you a little bit? Would you?
Well, we go to the holler and we show need a rain. We need a rain. Mm-hmm. We need a rain. But now, if that rain comes, I'm sick. We'll talk about corn now. Mm-hmm. That corn is filled out like about that much being filled out at the end of the year. Sometime that rain will catch it. There'll be roasting years from there out when this is stove back here, don't you see? Uh-huh. But a lot of times that don't never. Of course, you ain't made a failure if it don't pick it up and finish it on out, you know. Mm-hmm. But that won't stand but so much that out on the end. Now, I've made one failure in my life. I didn't go to feed you. Mm-hmm. And my corn crops had been cut on account of dry weather. But as long as a man makes enough to get by, I didn't have none to sell, didn't have none to let anybody else have, but I had enough, I'd always make enough for myself.
You've only had one failure? Hmm? One crop failure?
In my life, I had one failure. I didn't even go to feed. And didn't have an irrigation either. I was depending on the mm-hmm. nature. Mm-hmm. And my corn, I walked in it, and I'd have to look up to see out of it. It was so tall. Mm-hmm. That was the prettiest prospect, as pretty a prospect as I ever had in my life. And when that corn began to shoot, now you know what a shoot is, that's where your roast ear comes on, and mm-hmm. started to silking. Mm-hmm. It just drawed every bit of that water out of that stalk. And it every bit fell over, it just fell right over, right where the chute was, right where the air was supposed to be.